Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, please email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, college students, millennials, and growing families, as well as others, to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. Wow, I don't know about you, but I was woken up at 3:25 in the morning with a bolt of lightning and the crash of thunder. And luckily, this time, we only had tiny, itsy-bitsy, pea-sized hail. But a couple of weeks ago, here in Central Texas, we had big 3-inch hail. And it was quite something. The storms this week are all over the Central Plains, and I surely hope everyone was safe last night, and that all they have to deal with now is property damage, which is painful at best, but not as bad as losing someone you love. I know 2 weeks ago in our town, more cars than ever were damaged by hail. 3-inch hail balls with small crystal incrustations that looked like baseballs made of crystal encrusted with 4-carat diamonds were found all over the place 2 weeks ago here in Central Texas. Car dealers and individual car owners found their windshields and back windows of their vehicles smashed, and if their cars were parked outside, they were waterlogged by the rain that was taking place right after or at the same time. So there was a lot of damage caused by these violent storms, and they tell us they're just going to continue through the spring. Now, everywhere you look, on TV, on the internet, on the radio, on billboards, in the paper, there are hail sales that are advertised. Yes, there are some enticing offers, but before you sign the papers or put down your hard-earned money or make a deal, there are 5 things you need to know or do before you buy a storm-damaged vehicle. Remember, use a lot of all the tools you already have now. Some of your sense of smell, obviously your ability to take a look at what's going on, and then, of course, you're going to have to be your own, Ralph Nader Consumer Reports test person as you examine each car individually. Okay, number one, look at the damage. I know this seems pretty obvious. Are there dents all over the vehicle? A lot of these cars look like they are a golf ball, that they have small indentations all over their hoods, all over the top of the car, all over the trunk. But some don't have that much damage. The pong marks, as you might say, are very, very small. What you do need to look for is there damage to the paint? Like, are there cracks in the paint now? Or are there exposed edges of metal underneath where the dents are? You also need to look at the glass. Has the glass been damaged? You also need to ask that question. Was this windshield damaged? Has it been replaced? What about the side windows? What about the back windows? If the glass has been damaged, then remember to note where. And when you get inside the car, pay attention to those areas and specifically areas underneath that areas. For example, the floorboards, the trunk area. How squishy is the interior? What does it smell like when you put your nose right up to it? Is the chrome damage? If so, where? If you can do one of those little, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, rental car type diagrams where you have the top of the car and then each of the sides and the front grills, you can quickly make a note of that. Also check and see if any of the lights have been damaged, because if water has gotten in where the bulbs are, some of the wiring could be affected. Smell the interior. I cannot emphasize this more. We had a car that was wrecked, and we took it in to be repaired, and they never fixed the doors right, and every time it would rain, the car was kept outside, water would get in, but you couldn't really feel the water, but you could smell the mold and mildew, and it became progressively worse, and When we got around to trading it in, of course, not only did it show that it had been wrecked, but you could tell that it had been exposed to water and there had been some water damage. So not a good thing. If the car doors had been open for a while, which wouldn't surprise me, because if I was trying to sell a car that had some water damage, I would probably make sure the doors are open when I have a prospect that's looking at them so that any kind of mildew, mold smell will dissipate quickly. So if that's the case, shut the doors and walk around the car. Take 5 to 10 minutes. If you're lucky, the sun will be out, and so you'll have a chance to have it heat up inside, which exacerbates the smells. And then you open the door quickly, stick your head in and breathe. Do you smell mold? Do you smell mildew? Too much air freshener? That's a good sense of smell. Take a finicky friend with you. Also, if after you take a breath, your nose immediately stops up, you can tell that there's something in that car that's not supposed to be in there, some kind of allergens. And so it's not likely to be something you want to invest in. Does the carpet look like it's recently been shampooed? Has somebody just covered it up with a nice floor mat? Look under the floor mat. Also, see what it feels like. If you can stick your finger underneath the carpet to the floorboards, maybe take a peek with a flashlight. Is it damp? Also, are you finding dryer sheets underneath the seats or underneath the floor mats or underneath the carpet? These are some tricks that are used to try to help things smell better. Are there any in the trunk? Are there any under the seats? Does the car feel moist? These are signs of trouble because once a car has been water damaged, you may be able to camouflage it with perfumes or cleaning solutions, but eventually it will succumb to mold and mildew. Also, if there has been extensive water damage, like it's been through a flood, sitting in a foot of water for a few days, keep in mind that the electrical system will have been compromised and it will not function properly. It might function okay for a couple of dry days, but if you have another rainstorm come through with a lot of moisture, because those electronic wires and components have been exposed to water, don't like water, probably they will begin to corrode. And every time there's a little extra moisture in the air, it will feel like you have little elves living in your car that are trying to screw things up for you. So beware of flood-damaged cars, and keep that in mind. 3, call for help. If you're going to have to insure this vehicle somehow, so before you sign the papers or make the deal, get the VIN number. That's the vehicle identification number. It's usually found on the front dash. You can read it from outside of the car. And call your insurance company to find out if you can get that particular car insured. Some hail-damaged cars cannot be covered by insurance companies because they're afraid that you'll buy it as it is with the little dents in it and whatever else is going on, and that you'll come in later after another storm and claim that it was damaged at that time and make an insurance claim. So you need to ask that question. Also, they may be able to tell you if there's been an insurance claim already made on the car, like by the dealership or previous owner. Now, that kind of helps for you to figure out, well, how much should the car cost, okay? If you're looking at a car that had an MSRP of $25,000 and it sustained damage and a claim was filed for $5,000 by the dealership and they want to sell it to you for $21,000, then it's actually like they're selling the car for $26,000. So they're actually making more money than they would have made if the car had never been damaged. So you need to do the math. If you're being promised that the car will be repaired before you take possession, check again with your insurer to make sure the car will be covered once you buy it and get that promise of repairs from the dealership in writing with specifics as to what is being done. For example, are they replacing the windshield? Are they replacing the liner under the windshield or the dashboard completely? Are they replacing the back window? Are you getting a new radio because there was a water leak that poured over the nav system? These are things you need to check on and make sure that you're really okay with before you shell out money to buy a storm-damaged car. If you're borrowing money to buy the car, again, give the lender the vendor number to see if they'll lend you money on the car. They may not be willing to lend money on a storm-damaged car, So then you'll know what future problems you may have if you buy it anyway and then try to sell it later. 4, check the title. Cars that have been flooded and an insurance claim made on have a title that shows that it was damaged in a flood. The same thing holds true for storm-damaged vehicles. May not matter to you now when you're buying it, but if you ever decide you're going to sell it later or trade it in, then the warnings on the title will diminish the value of the car and may make it difficult for you to sell or trade it in. Ask the question, will the title for this car reflect that it was damaged by hail, damaged by water, or that it's flood damaged? Get the answer from the dealership in writing so you have recourse later if you find that things are not as you were told they would be. Months from now, cars that were flooded, damaged, or hail damaged from dealerships or individuals could not sell, may be moved around the country and sold wholesale through other states. Because every time you sell a car in another state, you get a new title. And some states don't specify on the title that the car has damage due to water damage. Okay, so if you're looking at a car, let's say you go to a car sale in, 6 months, and you notice that it's got a title from another company, from another country, and this is something to ask, especially if you go to some of the sales from your car rental companies, if you go to sales at dealerships that specialize in used cars. Ask to see the title before you decide to make the deal so that you know where the car is coming from and so that you can look and see if there's any notation on that title about storm damage. If you can, get a Carfax report on the VIN number of the car you're looking to buy. It may not tell you yet if the car has been flooded, but it will allow you to check the other information that you may have learned about the car, or it may provide you with new information that could make a difference in your decision-making process. 5, run the car and all its systems. Now, in this case, you are going to have to be your own best friend, and if you can have a best friend come with you, that would really be great. One of the reasons is, normally you go to a car dealership and they try to dazzle you with the car and then bore you with the weight. Well, this time, you need to bore the salesman with all the things you want to do with the car. I'm not talking about drifting here. I'm talking about actually running all the systems of the car. And this is where your best friend can help you. You want to start with the steering wheel and you want to work your way out. Are the wipers working? Do the wiper washers work? What about the turn signals? Do the lights come on in the front? Do the fog lights come on? Do the high beams work? When you're driving it to test drive it, check to see if the cruise control works. A lot of cars nowadays have a lot of electronic systems, and if the car's electronic system has been damaged, hopefully you'll find that out when you're going through everything item by item by item. This is not like, oh, I'm going to go look at a particular car model and make, and then I'm going to order the one I want, or I'm going to negotiate on the 3 they have on the lot. No. When you're looking at flood-damaged cars, you're actually looking at a specific car. So you really need to remember that you may be buying it as is. In other words, if it's damaged, you're buying a damaged car. If it's just cosmetically damaged, you're buying a cosmetically damaged car if the interior hasn't been blemished by water damage. So here we go. You check all the windows. If they're electronic windows, make sure they go up and down. Does the child safety thing work on them? Do the lights come on inside? Do you have reading lamps? Do those work? Does the AC work? Does it work? Does the fan work on all levels? What about the heat? What about the defogger, the radio, the nav system? Check the glove box for dampness, the center console. Do the cup holders feel damp? Do the reading lights work? How does the upholstery feel in the back? Is it squishy? Or is it fairly firm? How about the carpet? Feel the areas under the back window. Is it damp or dry, soft or stiff? Feel like it's been wet and then dried out? You know what I'm talking about here. We've all washed a car. We've all done, cleaned the carpet in our home. We know what that looks like. Now, if you have a trunk, look at the trunk. Again, the minute you open it, stick your head in, smell. What does it smell like? Does it smell like mold, mildew? Or does it smell like a new car? What about when you open the hatchback? Same thing. Because it's so far back in the car, chances are that if there's been water damage back there, that will be where the localized area of a mildew moldy smell will be. Check that out. In addition, look under the spare tire or where a spare might be. See if there's any water there. Are there any other cubbies where water might have collected that you might be able to see? You have to check everything because most likely it will be sold as an as-is car, and everything you've not looked at or tried or operated well, then you really don't know if it works, do you? Bring a CD along if you want a CD player to make sure the CD player works. Before you make the deal, sit down at the table, whatever, make sure you do the math when you're looking at storm-damaged cars. The price may be low now, but the repair costs later may mount up. You may find that you will be better off buying a car that has no damage, that comes with a warranty that's easy to insure, rather than thinking you're getting a good deal. Whenever you buy a used car, unless it has an extended warranty, make sure you recognize that you're buying it as is and that there may be repairs you'll have to make as time passes. Remember, car dealers are in the business to make money. So no matter how good the deal sounds to you, they are making money somehow. So you need to make sure you are happy with the car you purchase and happy with the warnings and the limits that come with it. Remember to negotiate and do your math. If they want $20,000 for the car and you think it's worth it, then make them an offer that's 15% below what you're willing to pay for it. Start out low and haggle. Be prepared to walk out the door. Don't fall in love with the make, model, or color. Play hard to get. Remember, every dealership is probably going through the same thing, so it may be worth your while to go to every single one of that particular make and model dealership to see what they have. Again, you'll be using a lot of gas, but gas is cheap right now, and maybe you'll get a better deal. Pre-shop on the internet so that you know the market price of all these cars and you know what the car that you are interested in owning will cost you at full price. And tax title, walk it out the door. Pre-shop, just remember that you need to have done your research, pretty much know what it is that you're looking for, and remember that there's always a car out there for you to buy at the price that you can afford. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts For You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@MoneySmartsForYou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of yourself these days, and take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.